Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even want to fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
You know?
I see dead rappers that's dead at night to get a sight. Ghost shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo and the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the little face. Start with a little weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm me.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Life's got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone's college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, yeah, say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it, man. Silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
maybe bow our head
up. Oh, but I know that I need you. Oh, yes, he did.
Khaled. Khaled.
God, I
right. No doubt they just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stored, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call Kingpin. The dose of drug laws and who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. On, but those married to the life is holy matrimonian. Somehow we'll outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London. Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on the turnpike. Really took control of them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these are hymns, cause I'm him. New Testament. Book of Hope. Jesus turned water to wine for whole bitches, took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big, they say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God dead.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is now. Oh, yes, he did.
Is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find the pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. yeah. And I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody send some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own it's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Peace, y'all. What's good? Hope everybody had a good weekend. We into another week. Digging into some more information. So, what's good with y'all? Peace in the chat. Peace on the call line. Yeah, man. Peace, peace. Yeah, so I just want to thank everybody that is continuously supporting us. I don't necessarily take the opportunity to do that often, but the YouTube channel, I see the folks are active and they're participating, so I kind of enjoy the engagement. So yeah, everything is going pretty good over there. I think I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on over there tonight. But, aside from that, y'all, I'm still struggling. I'm just keeping it 100, with the website stuff. So y'all try to send me some good energy so I can try to get that stuff done, man. But beyond that though, like I said, YouTube is moving. So I'm not going to waste too much time. We're just going to go into some stuff. I was on the channel. And I realize that people are just still infatuated with the topic of like authentication. And what's frightening is how hard people kind of, and I should say kind of go, right? How hard they kind of go. And I don't know, you know, what to attribute that to. It could be the fact that money is invested. You know, I've seen people shy away from this information, and you know, the understanding that we get from reading these codes. I see people shy away from it, and I'm not sure why they do it, but like I said, speculating, maybe it's because they invested their time, their energy, and their monies in it. Maybe they felt as though they've, you know, invested so much into it that they probably don't want to change their mindset from what it is that they were already doing. So I don't know, but one of the things that keeps standing out, I don't want it to play, so let me be careful, is I did a second video on authentication yesterday. And believe it or not, the analytics on this stuff is amazing, because that's the topic that people are most interested in. You know, when you look at the analytics on the back end here for, you know, learning how to sue a cop, like, that's not even a thing. It's like, you know, people just missed the mark with that stuff. So let me see. Because they give you kind of like a percentage. And it's, to be honest with you, it's like fourth on the list in terms of people's interactions or engagement with that topic. So in any instance, you know, doing the actual video and doing a part two for the do not authenticate your VC topic, it just fascinates me how much people are just locked in. And there's some challenges that were identified in some of these, you know, comment sections. And whatnot, you know what I mean? So it's funny that some of the comments, which we have responded to already, doesn't necessarily, I guess, hit the mark for some people, I'm assuming. But, you know, a lot of it is, I feel, emotional responses. You know, one person, and I can talk about it more so than, you know, trying to do it on a video. One person, the Empress young lady, mentioned, you know, that when I was reading the actual codes that are identified on the authentication certificate, that actually reflected a different lens, you know, like they were inferring that we were the property. They were inferring a whole bunch of stuff. And if I'm supposed to go from that person, then I would have to challenge that, because at the end of the day, they're a record keeper, you know. And one of the things I know a lot of people aren't familiar. Let me step away from this and come back. Hopefully I remember it. But let me say this. A lot of people have not had the opportunity to participate in, like, student organization or student clubs, right? Whether that's in high school, college, or whatever, you know, you're involved because it's a part of your community or something that you're interested in, right? But let me go over some of that with y'all so y'all can get an understanding, right? A lot of times when you have a student organization, the student organization, the makeup of it, the leadership of it, is supposed to reflect kind of like what we model in our society, right? And I find it very interesting that what we're taught in schools, you know, as we learn how to manage these organizations, we're taught, you know, to maximize the tools of parliamentary procedure. Now, I don't know if y'all know what parliamentary procedures are, but it's a structured method of managing, right, a so-called organization. So the Google definition says parliamentary procedure is the accepted rules, it's the accepted ethics, and the accepted customs governing meetings of an assembly or organization. So you have to understand, it's a meeting, right? So in the general body or makeup of an organization, it reflects our society. So typical organizations will have a president, will have a vice president, would have a secretary, would have a treasurer, right? Somebody to manage the money. And everyone's function was like specific, you know, detailed and everything. And there were other positions, you know, that were, depending on the type of organization, that were added, and depending on the size of the organization, to help manage, you know, personnel and everything else. So one of those things was like a sergeant of arms position, right? So the sergeant of arms is like the rule keeper. Like they, you know, they make sure nobody disrupts the meeting, nobody, you know, shows up late and, again, takes away from what's going on, or, you know, somebody speaking out and being, you know, rude or whatever the case may be, right? They manage that type of behavior. So everything is a key function. But we know the president runs everything, right? They're the lead dog, right? The VP is second in charge, right? And they have their specific roles. But a lot of it is, for those two positions, is kind of like guiding the vision of the organization, right? What do we want to do? What do we want to focus on? How are we going to get it done? You know, that type thing. And then you have the specific roles from the other people. So, you know, your treasurer is your banker. So they, you know, do everything with the money. So if you have, in those days or in that mindset, if you had to open up a bank account, the treasurer was the one that was doing it, right? The secretary now was the note keeper. Now, what do they keep notes of? The meetings. And they were described as meeting minutes, right? So what would happen is the person who's a secretary would sit there, take the information, and they would record that. Now, every week, they had to submit that to another governing body, which was the student council, right, which is above all the organizations, because they gotta run everybody. Like, they're the real reflection of the outside world, right, or the world that we were trying to get integrated in. So each individual organization reflects the same makeup of the student council, but they were submissive to that body because that's how they got their funding. That's how they got, you know, the whole shalom, right? So with the position of the secretary, they had to submit meeting minutes. So what they did is they kept the record. So they were what? The record keeper. So every week they would type up the meeting minutes, and they had procedural stuff that they would have to do. So we can go into it a little bit, right? So procedurally, every week they would call the meeting to order, right? Or in some shape or form, they would be taking the minutes for that, right? Whatever action is being called, whoever is leading that procession. So, you know, but what they were, tasked to do was to keep specific summaries of what was discussed. So as an example, you know, let's say they say we want to do a trip and we want to go to Disney World, all right? So, you know, first, the president can't just come and say, yo, we're going to go to Disney World. That's not how it works, right? Because they want you to believe that it's a democracy. So what you do now is, in order for the group to make a decision, it's like what they do in the Senate and all of that stuff, right, from that perspective. So so they got to take a vote. So majority rules, you know, whoever votes for it, yays and nays and all of that. So what you got to understand is the specifics of that, though. As an example, the secretary is capturing. So how many people said yes? How many people said no? And then you had the ability to abstain from voting. So that's just you saying, you know, I don't want to cast no vote, right? But all of that had to be captured, right? So at the end of the day, the secretary would know all of that. What was the task that was put to the floor? You know, who introduced it? How many people voted for it? You know, if it was passed, it's the motion passed, the motion carried, like all of this stuff. But what I found fascinating is that we use parliamentary procedures for that, right? Now, listen to the term, parliament. Now, we don't have a parliamentary system. I'm not going to go into that, but, you know, just want to just point that out to y'all. So, now, fast forward now, we're having these videos that we're putting up on YouTube, coming back to the issue at hand. I put up these videos and people seemingly are, I guess, challenging you know, what's being shared or disseminated. So one young lady, as I was saying, the Empress young lady was saying that, you know, as it relates to me looking up the codes that are on the bottom left-hand corner of the certificate of authentication or whatever the case may be from Washington, D.C., right, where they have those little statutes in the bottom left-hand corner, that their information was trying to convey something, you know, a little bit deeper than just the surface of actual papers and effects and things of that nature that the secretary is responsible for. Listen, you can make that claim because you're not looking at the actual law that gives the Secretary of State their role and their overall commission. So if you go and you look at what I was trying to show you all, that everything in that bottom left-hand corner was reflecting how they deal with records. A secretary is a record keeper, y'all. It's not foreign. This is not new. This is everything that is embedded in the role for them to fulfill the function of being a secretary. That's what they do. So at the end of the day, the comment didn't fit the actual activity because at the end of the day, I wasn't sharing my opinion. I was only reading. And you can't mistake what they're saying as their function and their responsibilities and their role when they're saying we keep seals, we keep records, and we keep all of that information. You get what I'm saying? Like, and we have a process and we have duties for that. You can't take that and make it less than what it is or more than what it is. And then on top of it, because the secretary can't fulfill that function for the everyday person, right? And they're not in close proximity. You know, a lot of these heads of states are in the, you know, capital or whatever the case may be. Now you got to look at it. What do they do to fill that role? They create notaries, which are an extension of the secretary. They're deputized. That's all it is. Record keepers. You get it? So at the end of the day, they went in a little bit with some of this information. I'm sorry I'm not getting into any, you know, particular law or whatever the case may be to, you know, add to the show, but I just want to talk about some of this stuff. So people are hung up on it, and for whatever reason, they're not even comparing apples to apples. That's the point of that story. So separating from that, we have the name I didn't want to butcher on the video yesterday. They responded, which I'm thankful for. And I'm trying to go into it now. So they responded. And, you know, all I said to them was, please clarify, because they made a statement that I don't know what I was talking about. And, you know, not only is that dismissive, it's like you're not rebutting anything. You're just stating something. And that's your opinion. You know, you have the right to do that. So in any instance, they came back. They said, you know, at Law Life Academy, did you read the front of the DC? This is the first thing. And know what it means. That's the second part. What it's for, that's the third part. What you can do with it, that's the fourth part. And by what authority? I am so confused. I am so confused. I didn't know what to respond to this because at the end of the day, I don't know what resources these folks are looking at to make these claims. Granted, they're saying, did you read the cover of the DC? Now, what's amazing to me is that a lot of these folks, for whatever reason, let me say Americans and these natural born citizens, they think that the authentication process for some reason only affects them, that foreigners don't authenticate documents or get things apostille. Like at the end of the day, what are we talking about? Your birth certificate in America does not reflect that of every other country in the world. There are similarities. Right? But they're not just one format across the entire world. So at the end of the day, if everyone else can come in and get their documents authenticated, because those are the typical things, they didn't say United States birth certificate, United States marriage license or marriage certificates, United States death certificate. They said birth certificates, death certificates, and marriage certificates. That's for everybody. So I'm not sure what the confusion is. So when you say, you know, did we read the front of the DC? I'm not sure what to respond to that. So I don't know what to tell you, right? I can just appreciate the fact that you're telling me to go look at the front of my DC. The issue I have with that is looking at the front of my DC is going to be a little bit different than the information that's captured over here, the way in which they style it. Like, I give you an example. Here's one major example. Over here, you all are indoctrinated in separating the name. So when they say child's name, you have last name in one section, first name in the next section, middle name in another section, right? So it appears that you get three names. On a birth certificate like mine, the name was displayed in one caption. What's the child's name? And whatever amount of names, like my sister has four names, so she would have two extra middle names, right, as an example. All of those four names were outlined on the same specific line. There was no separation. You know, we get here and things are a little bit different, and then we get indoctrinated in the same thing because they want to direct you in how they want you to fill out these forms. So now you're not filling out the form, you know, first name, middle name, last name. You're filling out forms according to the BC and how yours is designed, last name, first name. And these are for some that I've seen. I know some of the older ones probably had that, but the way that they have it now, where they have those things separated, I'm just going off of that fact, right? So a lot of this stuff is just, you know, us going back and forth, and I'm saying that what they do over here versus what they do in another country is a little bit different. So that throws me off. Know what it means. What are we asking? Do I know what means? Do I know what the BC means? Like, I'm not sure how to respond to that. You know, what it's for? What is the BC for? Is that what we're asking? Like, I'm not sure. And then what you can do with it, what you can do with the BC, and by what authority, again, if all of this is depicted on the front of the BCs and we're missing it, you know, please enlighten us, you know, and I'd rather have a discussion or can you clarify yet again, you know, what these statements mean, because I'm not sure what you're asking. Now, with that being said, this is what I'm going to say. I wrote a generic response to him because, again, I don't know what to say, so I asked for more clarification. So here's what I'm going to say in totality. People are still parked on dumb and stuck on stupid. I don't know what it is that affords these individuals to feel empowered that at the end of the day, what was demonstrated in the videos is any way, shape, or form our opinions. Now, I speculate on certain things that I felt comfortable speaking on, right, or speculating on. But at the end of the day, all we did were read the laws or the codes or whatever y'all would want to call them. That's all we did. I haven't showed you that, you know, here's an application or a way to apply it, or here's the tools that you need to go ahead and capture that. So I'm going to say this. For everybody, and somebody else wrote another response. I didn't want to read that one because it's just confusing. They were asking about security interest and child, what they said, they said, man, I got to look at it. She said something, it's a child support issue, but she wrote it funny or a different way. So in any instance, like all of this stuff comes back to this. Everybody wants to take over their verse and they don't know how to do it. And here at All Life Academy, we've taught that for over a year. Now, for those that have participated in those classes or got that lesson or got that information, what you do with that information is on you. Now, there isn't a one-size-fits-all because just as I just described, there is people that are affected, as an example, by authentication that are foreign to the U.S., and then you have people that are domestic, so obviously, you know, they go through the same kind of protocol. But for some of us, the process is slightly different, right? So if you're foreign, to authenticate, you had to go through a consulate or something like that, or go back home or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying? If you're born here, it's just a natural flow of get to the courts and, you know, kind of get through the whole procession, get to the deputy, get to the head of the deputy, and then get to the big boss of all of these people, right? And you did that, and you got your documents. Now, y'all are struggling because it didn't have the effect that you were hoping. And the effect that you were looking for is for them to identify you as the actual age of majority and having been actually the owner of the property. So, again, when I look up these things and I go over the words authentication versus certificate of title, which I'm going to do something on that for y'all, it's like if you even just get that, then there's nothing for us to go back and forth. Calling on the call lines, let's talk about it a little bit. You know, I'm not necessarily going to jump into any particular code unless I have to, but I just want to just talk through some of this because I'm not sure why people still aren't getting it. And maybe y'all can enlighten me so that the next video or something like that can be a little bit different, and we can address some of these things. Now, here's the crazy thing. In the video, they were invited. In the caption, the number was posted. In the responses that were given out, we keep posting the number. So we're expecting, if you're going to be asking these questions or writing those comments, that you take the time to get those questions or those comments answered. You get what I'm saying? So stop, and please, let me not say stop. Please do not write these long-winded questions if you want us to respond. I'm going to start to adjust the way in which that we deal with a lot of it, because I pretty much respond to everybody for the most part, but I do warn y'all that we're not going to keep doing that, right? But at the end of the day, when you have these long questions, I'm not sitting there for 5-10 minutes to sit and write a 10-5 minute, 10 minute response. I'm not going to do that. So call in and get your questions answered, and don't be shy. So y'all can say all of these things on the internet, hide behind the keyboard, but y'all don't want to come and present yourself. So come on in. All right. But yeah, on the call line, let me know if y'all want to talk about this or if y'all just had y'all feel. I end the show right now. But at the end of the day, I don't know why people are just not getting it. And my task and our task as a community is to understand where each other is coming from. So I showed you all codes, 22 CFR 92.36 or whatever the case may be on that last video. Y'all are not sharing where you're getting your information from to say that this, you know, is more in line, I guess, with the topic or the subject matter or whatever the case may be. Like, y'all are just saying stuff, and that's not helpful for us as a community, because a lot of y'all made those investments, and I get it. It's tough. I've seen families that I've had consultations with, and I say, hey, you did this to yourself, and you went and did it with your kids, and, you know, it's messed up. But at the end of the day, this is not going to benefit you. And people distance themselves from you when you tell them the truth like that, because at the end of the day, it's like they want me to lie, is the feeling that I have, right? Like, you want me to tell you that everything is perfectly fine when it's not. And then when y'all get jammed up, then y'all are wondering, like, why this stuff is not working. So, yeah, if y'all got a second, call in and let's talk about it. Get your opinion, get your feedback. You know, people are, like I said, they're gravitating to the information. It's just fascinating to me that even after a year and a half of teaching this, almost going on 2 years, like, people are still stuck on this, and I don't get it. So give me y'all thoughts and let me know what y'all think. You can put your comments in the chat, too, if you're in the chat. Crazy. It's this one. And then these people, I see folks that are just like, yo, you know, they're looking for something for free. You get what I'm saying? So this one said, yeah, damn it. Every time I think I got the right path, some, you know, shite like this comes up. And then I'm right back to having no idea what to do, laughing out loud. So what about if you're dealing with court and offspring? I told y'all that, you know, she kind of wrote it funny. Court and offspring, and I'm assuming it's a female too. What about if you're dealing with court and offspring, or, and these are the terms that, you know, float around, and she did a good job of putting these in parentheses, but perfecting security interests. Now, what are we talking about, right? I've never even mentioned anything about security or security interests or anything about perfecting it, right? So so the court doesn't show your status as a minor, again in quotes, / ward. Can we fix that by just filing a record at the county recorder, at the county recorder, and skip the authentication? Now, what document would you be filing? Right? You're saying filing the record. What's the record? you see how I'm saying? I can't help people because at the end of the day, it's like y'all are not even asking your questions in a clear fashion, and I don't understand any of it, right? Any of it. So then she goes on, I know the authentication makes automatically admissible evidence, so would court issues still be better dealt with that way? What are we talking about? Court is on paper, right? I don't teach y'all to go into their buildings. Again, a different perspective. Yes, I know. It's different than what y'all are accustomed to. In the chat, they said it's redundant because they're not actually reading codes to comprehend. It's beyond the codes. You know what I mean? Like, it's a Jedi mind trick. Let me say this. Like, it's something magical or somewhat spiritual for people, right? Like, it's the indoctrination, right? We're so accustomed to, what is it? Maslow's, I don't want to say it's a hierarchy. That's not the one I was trying to go for. Maslow's theory, right? So with Maslow's theory, if I'm recalling it correctly, right, it's all centered on, like, conditioning. And what they did for conditioning was, like, he trained a dog. So every time the dogs were supposed to be fed, he had a process that he would go through to feed the dogs. And one of those things was, like, he had this little bell or whatever that he rung. And every time he rung that bell, the dogs would come and show up right on time for food. But there was something about them getting the reward for being obedient, right? So, yeah, but here's what I want to say. Well, that too, I guess, right? But here's what I want to say. So with Maslow's thing now, right, the conditioning was, every time I ring the bell, the dog salivated. Why? Because the dog was ready to eat. All right, so got it. So with us, you know, it's so sad, but it's ingrained in a lot of these folks' DNA. And I mean no offense. This is just, you know, this is the effects of indoctrination. So what's ingrained in us is that we are caught up with being recognized for having done something. So the Jedi mind trick is, when you authenticate, they send you back the certificate. What's amazing to me is they have an asterisk, you know, right there at the top of the document, or, in the context of the document, but at the top. And then they put this comment that's in bold black writing. And they tell y'all that they assume no responsibility for the attached document. And people go ahead and they ask questions like that. They say, did you read the front of the BC? Well, what I'm saying to you is that the process of authentication has nothing to do with your BC. It has nothing to do with the information that you're asking me if I read on the front of it. This is what I'm trying to say to you. It has nothing to do with what you can do with it and by which authority. It has nothing to do with that, because the Secretary, the Department of State, assumes no responsibility for the information that is contained in that document that is annexed. If that doesn't say clearly to you that you sent a document, paid all this money, went through these hoops, and you got something back, a superlative. That's what y'all fancy. Superlatives, awards. You got a superlative back. Something you can frame and put on your wall. This is what excites you? This is freedom? People, you have to get it in your brain. If it was easy, with all these millions of people that have done it, y'all wouldn't be facing what China is going through right now. And it's coming. pay attention. They put the entire world on pause. Never done in the history of the world that we know, at least, right? In this, our lifetime. Right? But they did it. And y'all salivated. Conditioning. And y'all want to, like, do y'all understand that might cannot beat right? Do I need to get back to principles? Do you understand that no matter how strong you are, when you're wrong, you're just wrong? Huh? What's right is what's right, people. Accept this for what it is. You got a piece of paper that you cannot maximize. So let's take it further. What do I mean by it? The key to the whole thing, because I haven't broken it down yet, is Minnesota Rule 220. Y'all know that, right? All my listeners. It is the key to the whole thing. And they told you descriptively exactly what you need to do and what to expect. And, you know, y'all didn't do that. So, you are not the owner of anything. Nowhere in that certificate do they say, hey, so-and-so is the boss. None of it. So what did you accomplish? Minnesota Rule 220 told you what to do. Did you do that? All right, so peep this. Your document is of no effect. I'm going to break it down. So, boom, you got your authenticated document. Minnesota Rule 220 tells you you got to engage the court. You got to put it on their record, and then they'll give you some shit back. All right, cool, dope. Take your document. I dare you. Take it down to the court and just hand it to them. Tell them you want to put it on the record. Now, don't blame me, right, for what they do to your document. Because what they have to do is, in order for them to put that document on the record, just like Minnesota Rule 220 told you, not your gurus. Your gurus told you to go lock it away in your safe. That's what the gurus told you. But what y'all fail to realize is the whole point. I don't even want to say that to y'all yet. Y'all not ready for this shit. So people, what I'm saying. So you have to engage the courts. You have to give them something. They give you some stuff back. If you give them that document, just like it says in the, I think it's the top right-hand corner or something like that on y'all certificate. I might be wrong, but it's on there. But it tells you that what? If the rivet is separated, that means the way that they clamped the certificate and attached it to the worthless BC, because they're not claiming anything about the info on the BC. They're just looking at the seal and signature. I went over all of this with you already in their laws. I don't know what's so hard. It's like they're telling you what it is. All right, cool. In any instance, now, if that rivet is damaged and the documents become separated, right? And the documents get separated, you want to go ahead now and you know, y'all be writing some stuff in the comments and y'all be pissing me off. But in any instance, if the rivet is separated, the document is void. So when you put that on the record, what they're going to do is they have to separate it for them to scan it in. Come on, it's 2022. They scan shit. They don't put things face on paper and then bend the page and then do the next copy. They just scan the shit, right? They want that type of a fast, speedy process. So when you do that, now your document is not worth anything. So let alone you had to slap an affidavit on it. Let alone. So what did people do in the past? Peak A. So in the past, when people were hip to it, what they did was they sent in their BCs with the affidavit. And then the gov people decided to change the process and they stopped. They stopped people from attaching the affidavit and sending it in with the BC to get authenticated. So some people would have their certificate of authentication on the front, then they're, I'm assuming, BC after, and then the affidavit, whatever format that is. But all three of those documents attached to the ribbon. Some people have that, and it's still not worth nothing. You want to know why? Because even if they want to go put that on the fucking record, it's going to get what? There's no fucking way they can do three pages in a scanner, people. Now, I've been real good, no cuss words all the way down to the last couple of minutes, but I apologize for that. But at the same time, listen to me. Like, it's not complicated. Y'all need to understand that none of this shit means anything if y'all don't know what y'all are dealing with. And for you to take over ownership of the BC means that they need to create a trail, a paper trail, a record of who owns that property. Why? By consumer law, they have principles out there that they call maxims, where they got buyer beware and all of this stuff. But they also have the flip side where you being the, you know, owner of a property, you can't dupe somebody into purchasing that property. So if you don't have a proper title, can you transfer ownership of the title? You can never do that. So what y'all don't have is y'all don't have ownership of your title, but you're still running around making those claims falsely, I might add, because by the procedure of law, you haven't done it. Y'all haven't done it. So anybody wanted to talk to me today, it's all cool, but at the same time, I want y'all to understand that I'm not going to keep, you know, getting into these. I just talked about this thing for almost an hour, right, off the top of my head, going all over the place, so y'all can have an understanding that this is not that complicated. When you buy a house, the first thing you got to do is go put it on the fucking record. Why? Because they need to know who is the owner. Now, who's going to be able to see that? The fucking police, the gov people, the local people, the regular people, the administrative people? It doesn't fucking matter. Why? Because it's public record. It's public record. They don't have to walk around and be like, yo, I own my house, or I own a house, or they don't got to do none of that. Y'all need to stop. This is getting out of hand, and it's ridiculous that y'all are just confined to saying things. And what I'm saying that's ridiculous is you making a claim, you're saying things, but you cannot back those things up. Y'all are making claims, but you're not offering me any evidence, any proof of anything. You're asking me if I've looked at the front of a BC. Well, yeah, and my BC doesn't look like yours, right? I know that, you know, I'm almost 100% sure, because why? I'm not from here. So if you're from here, or even if you're from somewhere else, you're probably not where I'm from, again. So all I'm trying to tell y'all is do your own research. Stop putting that shit on me and acting like, you know, me just bringing the information to your attention, like I'm trying to dissuade you from some shit. Listen, y'all are all adults. I can't force you to do nothing. But stop acting like you're in some type of game where you're trying to achieve your freedom or establish something. No, y'all are just looking for handouts, all of y'all. And I say that because I got people hitting me up. I gave a webinar where I gave out the Express Trust, right? And I was like, hey, I'm going to give out this information, this template for free. You know, people are asking me for like PDF links. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? It's in the video. So now you got to put in some work. You got to pause the video and type that shit up. Or like I told them, which is crazy, I was like, yo, just Google this shit. Oh my God, yo. It's that simple. But I appreciate y'all. Hey, this is a crazy show because I had to go through this dolo. But yeah, nonetheless, I appreciate y'all in the chat because I see y'all been active. Appreciate those on the call line still, you know what I mean? But yeah, we'll wrap up and we'll tag in again on Thursday. All right, peace.